Hello, my name is Milton Jones, and I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and with understanding so that you can order your life, order your steps according to the Word of God, so you can live your best life yet. Now, we were talking about last time how Adam was operating just like God, naming all the animals, naming the cattle, naming the birds, naming every creeping thing that creeped upon the earth. But for Adam, there wasn't found a mate who was suitable or comparable with him. Now, how many people know God will never leave you without what it is that you need? So what happened? He says, then the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Pause and think about that. It's not good for the man to be alone. He said, I know, I will make him a helper who was comparable to him. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, people say behind every good man is a great woman. No, I say beside every good man is a great woman. Why? Because when it says she's a helper, that's the same thing he calls the Holy Spirit. What is a helper? A helper, you know, when he talks about the Holy Spirit, is a comforter. He's a helper. He's an advocate. He intercedes. He's your strength. He's your standby. What is your wife for you? She is your helper. She can comfort you. She can help you. She can pray for you. And when she's advocate, she can intercede or pray on your interact on your behalf. And she's a strengthener. She will strengthen you and encourage you and exhort you. Some people say, but I don't want to be all that, you know, I just want to do my own thing. Well, see, nobody was created to do their own thing, no matter who you are, whether you're male or female. God created you on purpose, with a purpose, from the foundation of the world. So even for man, God says it's not good for him to be alone, so I'm going to give him a help. So ladies, don't look at it as second nature. Says, hey, man had an issue, and the best thing for that man was a woman who would come along to help him. To do what? To continue to cultivate the garden, to be able to protect the garden. Why? So they can make other little multiply, replenish, subdue the earth. God is so faithful. He's so faithful. And if you need help, he'll always make sure you have help available to you. But you already have help. Adam also had help. He had the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit on the inside of him. God is so faithful. And my name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here today. We look forward to seeing you again here at Fresh Steps for You. You have a great day. Bye-bye.